We're at Scottsville, Wednesday the 20th of August. Race 1, 12:40, 1,000 metres, a maiden plate fillies and mares, and with a scratching of Priory Terrace. Call Me Jane is your favourite at 2-1. Andre Nell, runner with Moodley aboard it, got to have a huge chance here. Cartel Queen shows a lot of pace, chance here, but the finder of the race would be Cherry Old Lady, trained by Gadsby and gets a 4-kilogram claimer and should go really well there. I wouldn't leave Queen Fenn out of anything either. I think that she'll go extremely well with Carly Buana for minor money. Race 2, maiden plate fillies and mares, 1,200 metres, and Peace Rose ran a cracker first time out. Duncan Hull sticks with Callum Murray. Should be able to go very, very well here. Flying South gets the blinkers. That might make a big difference. So have a close look at Flying South. Has run four times for three places. Expect it to run well. The money has been for the Canamare runner, Gorgeous Cape. Drifted like a barge first time out and didn't run a bad race at all. Might need one more run. Winter Blessing gets the blinkers. That makes it a player as well. Race 3. 1600 meter class 3, Uzwano, number 5. Zaki's ridden it three times for no wins and two places. Since his horse has been fitted with blinkers, he really has shown that he's got some ability. I think Bacchus is a real class horse. He gets Rachel Venneker claimed at 1.5. He could go really well here, Bacchus. It's very interesting to see the weight. 2 4-year-olds, and this is why the Durban horses are so well in. This horse, Uzwano's got 59.5. Bacchus has got 62. They're both 4-year-olds, and Uzwano has won one more race and carries 2.5 kilos less. Gotta go with him. Forward Motion shows pace and could get away from them, and Dawn Till Dusk. Justin Snaith got a horse in Durban still. Well, that means that he must have lined up this race for it, so I wouldn't leave it out of anything. Race 4, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1600 meters. Cassandra is your favorite one. Ignore is lost. The blinkers are off it. They put the blinkers on last time we backed it. We're never, ever in the race. Miss Twinkle's a big player, number 10. Draw is against it, but the rest looks very much in its favor. In Kwezi, Binder's runner, Habib's ridden it four times for four places, and this could be a player as well here, so I wouldn't leave that out of anything. The ownership has another runner in Curious Girl, from the De Kock operation, but 7-1, there's no sign of any money for it. And De Vlucher might fill minor money. Race 5, Class 3, fillies and mares, they go 1,200 metres, and this is extremely difficult. 6-horse field, they've all got chances. Even John de Ark's got a chance. Run in some really, really class races and comes back to 1,200 metres. Lucrative, course and distance, 3 from 3. Convocation, 9 runs, 3 wins, 2 places. Course and distance, Russian Doll, 2nd run after arrest is against it. Captain's Christie, definitely got some sort of chance. And Miss Ladyatrix, improved last run, shows pace and could go well here. I'm going to add the whole lot. Race 6, class 5, 1200 meters. The Mask, we did our money last time. They've come back to the 1200. I think this horse needs more ground than this. It will be interesting to see how it goes. But as a result of it coming back to the 1200, I'm going very strongly with Captain Efficient. With Venneker aboard him, and he's got the form, I think he's going to be a big player here. If he fluffs his lines, Indecent Proposal's got a chance. Patel's ridden this horse extremely well. He's been given a chance on it. And then In the Bag and Prize Platinum both got some sort of chance. Race 7, A Stakes, 1,000 metres. Lion Rampart, the ownership is Scratch, Luhamba, Pambili and Zaisha. I've got 2 runners, Hit Them Hard, Sunshine, who looks like he needs another one to come to his best. Lion Rampart looks a big, big player, but he's going to have to get past Don Karari. With a 2.5 claim, this horse is really well in. He's come down to a 93 in the merit rating. Expect him to go really, really well. Don Karari, it looks like a 2-horse race. Race 8, class 4, 1750. Got to go Eddie, won a maiden. El Ravine, player. Got to go well. Shows pace. Rodriguez should improve with this rider. I like this kid. I think he's a very, very good rider. French Trip, 2 good runs, goes into everything. Thomas Shelby, there or thereabouts, very high merit rating, though 91, He's only won two races, but he has shown ability. Shotgun Willie, second run, might improve. Lexcombe Point might also improve with Chill in the Air. Won a nice race last time out. If you want to have a bet, Interbet is the only place to bet, because Interbet put the money through the tote and they have the best exchange in the market. So from me, James Goodman, have a great day's racing.